You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We got the news for you. All right, this is Dr. Dahlia Wax, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you listening in on this hour, the Dr. Dahlia Show has now expanded to 3 hours long, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 12 Eastern. I cannot wait 3 hours with Dr. Dahlia. Get to talk. A lot of medical news, a lot of good questions, a lot of good emails. I want to talk about how B12 a lot of times is low as we age, and that can actually trigger dementia, so we need to make sure our B12 is up. There's also some antidepressants that should not be mixed with blood thinners. We need to talk about that. A lot of your calls, a lot of your questions. If you want to call in, you call in now at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails could come in on our website at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. Genesis Communications Network has now picked up the Dr. Dahlia Show, and they like it. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they can't believe it. Somebody likes my show. I know, I can't believe it. Well, let's hope they don't listen to future shows. All right. But, guys, we got to behave. All right. We got to act like, you know, we compete with the big boys, okay? Because now this is big boys. Genesis Communications Network is huge, and they picked up my show. So, you know, I got to, you know, pretend like my advice is good. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Ed on the line. Hey, Ed. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Wow. How's it going?
Not bad. Where are you calling from?
Like 40 miles north of Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Out in the boonies here.
Boonies are good.
Yes, yes.
So what's going on? What's your question?
I got two. I got one. This is not a question, but this is really good. One of my girlfriends went to get her one of her statin drugs, Olaf or something like that, refilled.
Yeah.
And the pharmacist said, this stuff's going to kill you. I really don't want to refill it for you.
No. Which one? Did he say which medicine? Do you know which one?
She's telling me, I think 80 milligrams. I'm just guessing of Zoloft. I'm not sure. Is it cholesterol? Is it
cholesterol medicine. Okay. Well, I tell you something, Ed. There was an article that came out a few weeks ago saying if you're taking 80 milligrams of a statin, there's obviously more side effects than, you know, taking something smaller. Now, there's two points I want to make.
I've been telling her that for months now.
But here's the thing. There's two points I want to make, okay? Number one is pharmacists still are not – I mean, I love pharmacists. Pharmacists, I think, are a great wealth of information. But I'm surprised he went out on a limb like that because he has no idea if your girlfriend has major coronary artery disease, major heart issues. So, I mean, he kind of went a little bit beyond what he should do. However, I can't say I disagree with him because I don't like writing 80 milligrams of any statin. There's fancier medicines out there now that we could use that would be less risky. The problem is they ain't cheap, you know, and the generics, usually we have to crank those generics up from 20 to 40 to 80, whereas the newer medicines like Crestor, you could get away with 20. Sometimes 40, but they're more expensive and they're not generic. So even though I don't like how he did it and what he said, because God forbid she stops her statin and she doesn't have that plaque sealant effect that the statin does, she could have a heart attack. So I don't like anybody stopping their medicine abruptly. What he should have said is, look, 80 milligrams is kind of high. Please talk to your doctor. I mean, he doesn't have a right to say I'm not filling them. He has a right to do that if there's an allergy. You know, if you walk in with a penicillin prescription and you're allergic to penicillin, he has a right to say I'm not filling it. But in this particular case, he should have said, look, 80 milligrams is kind of high. I'm, you know, reading a lot of research. Can you please go back and talk to your doctor? That would have been more appropriate.
It's all diet.
Not always.
Diet's better than any drug.
Well, of course. Diet is better. The only thing is, Ed, is, you know, my father, perfect example. He ate well. He had his diabetes to a minimum, ate vegetables and fish all the time, still dropped out of a heart attack. Sometimes genetics will beat out your diet. Everybody should eat well. The healthier people have a good diet, but every now and then you have somebody that just defies the odds. They're a size 5. And their skin and bones and their cholesterol's 400. Those types of people, it's genetic, and we need the medications because they were like a diabetic, like a little kid who has diabetes that needs insulin. He was given a bad hand of cards. And so with him, you got to give him insulin or he'll die. So, you know, for some people, it is genetics. But I agree with you, Ed. It's got to be diet. Diet comes first.
Great show, girl.
Thank you, Ed. I'm glad you listened. All right. And then now keep me posted on what happened with the doctor and if he changed it from that 80 milligram statin. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Take care. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails at Dr. Dahlia. And we also love getting your tweets on Twitter at drdahlia.com. Or no, I think Twitter is just Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are here to answer your medical questions. Take your comments. All right, so interesting study that came out today regarding brain needing B12. Now, the one thing I am noticing when I see a lot of my senior patients, now senior, I don't mean 60s. Senior, I mean 80s. Okay, I still think you all in your 60s are middle age. I hate it when they call you seniors. I hate it. But, you know, my middle age, my older age people that will the old, like in their 80s or whatever, also running their B12 and will notice their B12 is low. And they're coming in, they want shots. Although one of my patients, she was able to get off the shots because she found a sublingual like drops under the tongue, and her B12 worked out. I mean, her levels were wonderful. But what's very interesting is they've come up with more proof that low B12 could accelerate dementia. So what I want you to take home from this is when you do get your routine blood work, tell the doctor to throw on a B12. Now, a lot of times they won't. If you aren't anemic, the doctor won't run a B12 level. Tell him to do it anyway, because if your B12 is low, you may need treatment. Now, since I like diet better than medicine, I'll tell you which foods are rich in B12 on back from break. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. I had a patient come in, tried to do that. You know, he said, Dr. Dye, I'm sick. I'm like, what do you got? I got the rocking pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. I'm like, please, please, that is so old. That's as old as, what's up, doc? I'm like, really, come on, please. Really? You know what I like? I like it when they come in saying there's a gynecologist, a priest, and a rabbi in a bathtub. See, I love those jokes. I think they're great. But now they use the same old jokes. Okay, so we're talking about B12 and how if we're B12 deficient when we're older, it may lean us more towards dementia. So we're talking about B12 shots. There's B12 shots out there. Now the reason why we have B12 shots is those are for people that can't absorb B12 well, like people that have had the gastric bypass. Those people, they lose part of their intestine in which they would absorb B12. So sometimes they need to receive the shots. People with pernicious anemia, again, sometimes have issues taking an oral B12. So we need to give them injections. But a lot of people can actually take B12. B12 is very common. B12 is in a lot of foods. All right. So if you want B12, I want you to sink your teeth into a succulent piece of liver. Yep. Liver has the highest amount of B12. Ooh, gross. I know some of you are like, I'm having a liver and cream cheese sandwich right now. Well, fine. Enjoy your liver and cream cheese sandwich. I'll take the shot. Thank you. Sardines are high in vitamin B12. Why do I have to eat sardines? You got to eat sardines so you don't get dementia. All right. It's either dementia or the sardine. You take the pick. Kidneys. You could eat kidney meat. All right. Kidney meat, rich in B12. Rabbit. Rabbit meat. Oh, man. I'll put a little rabbit. A little wabbit. Liver sausage. Liver sausage. Liver pate. Oh, you know what? I used to have to eat chopped liver. Oh, chopped liver was disgusting. High fat fish, eggs, mussels, corned beef. Corned beef I like. Corned beef. You give me a corned beef sandwich on rye with chive cream cheese, I'm good. Certain breakfast cereal could have B12. Lamb and turkey. I like lamb and turkey. Burgers, cheese, not as much B12, but your liver, your sardines, your kidneys. Oh, Lord have mercy. How bad is dementia? No, dementia's bad. In addition to watching your B12, we talk about this on the Dr. Dolly Show a lot. Keep your blood pressure down. Keep your cholesterol down. Make sure you don't get diabetes. Diabetes and dementia go hand in hand. And, of course, sleep apnea. Do not have sleep apnea. If you cut off your air supply when you sleep, then you're not getting air. You're not getting air when you cut off your air. Oh, really, Dr. Dolly? How many years of medical school did you have to learn that? All right. Sleep apnea. You don't breathe. You cut off air supply in your sleep. Or you have central apnea where you stop breathing. Those things could be deadly because if you don't breathe in your sleep, then that's an insult and a stress to your body. With an insult and a stress to the body, then you don't get air. If you don't get air, you don't get oxygen. If you don't get oxygen, you could have artery issues. You know, earlier in the show, we talked about the one caller where the pharmacist told his, I don't know if it was his wife or girlfriend, that he refuses to fill her statin medication because it was an 80 milligram dose, which is usually the max of the statin medication. I said, well, that's not good because if you stop the medication, you don't have that plaque sealant. I've talked to you guys about this on the show a lot. For those of you just listening, you're going to hear about it again, all right? Well, even if it's your first time, you'll hear about it again, all right, on my show because I talk about this a lot. When we get heart attacks, it's not because we clog from 10, 20, 40, 60, 80, and then 90, 95, 97, 99, 100. Doesn't happen that way. How we get heart attacks and how we die of massive coronaries is your arteries could be blocked 60, 70, 80%. And then a piece of that plaque breaks off, either from stress, lack of oxygen, heavy sex. I mean, they've talked about a variety of reasons. Remember, there was a study months ago saying sex and coffee and, you know, could cause heart attacks. Well, something breaks off that plaque. Now, don't be afraid to have sex. If you're healthy, yes, have sex. Yeah, but if you haven't had sex, and then all of a sudden you go from zero sex to lots of sex, that could be a stress on the heart. You need to kind of ease into the sex, right? Foreplay. All right, you guys know what foreplay is? Yes, you have to do foreplay. Sorry. Yep. No zero to 50. You got to do some foreplay. All right, ease in. Condition. That's why God made foreplay. You know that. Remember, anything that happens in nature, there's a reason for it. Okay, there's a reason for it. Your body cannot go from 0 to 70 in 2 seconds flat. It has to acclimate. You have to warm up your muscles. You have to start to run. You have to start to do. Well, same thing with sex. You can't go from 0 to sex. You need to kind of warm up, get into it. It's called a conditioning, okay? You warm up when you exercise. You do aerobics and you do yoga. You warm up, and then there's a cool down, right? And you know what you guys are supposed to do during a cool down with sex, right? Cuddle. Come on, really? You really don't believe? Yes, the cool down to sex is cuddling, stroking her hair, telling her she's beautiful, all right? Take notes. Really, you think you know better than me, really? Really? Okay, it's all physiology. It's how the body works. Your body needs a cool down, so you have to actually hold and cuddle. I'm sorry if you don't like it. Okay, what was I talking about? We're talking about sex. We're talking about, so we're talking about the artery and the plaque breaking off. All right, so when my father probably had sleep apnea. He wouldn't let anybody do anything in terms of checking his heart, but he ate well, gets up one morning and dies of a heart attack. And again, it was a massive coronary. So these statin medications that we talk about, these cholesterol medications, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, they seal the plaque. They prevent the plaque from breaking off because when that plaque breaks off in the middle of your coronary artery, your body immediately wants to form a clot. And when it does that, you know, it forms a clot because it's a foreign body. It's trying to protect the body. But when it forms a clot, no blood can get through. Hence, you die. Now, that's why doctors have you all on baby aspirin, right? You notice some of you have to take a baby aspirin. Why? Okay. One is because my wife gives me a headache. No, that's not funny. No jokes. I'm the only one that gets into the jokes on the show. One, aspirin breaks up clots. causes. I mean, not as good as Plavix and heparin out there, but it still does pretty well. And two, because it thins the blood. If there is a little bitty opening that the blood could squeeze through, the aspirin's going to help you with that. So, you know, if somebody, and another thing I want to say about the statin medication, you notice most people, we tell you to take the statin medication at night before you go to bed. Because most heart attacks happen when? In the middle of the night. When do most strokes happen? In the middle of the night. So we want, A, your cholesterol stop being made in the middle of the night, which is what these cholesterol medicines do, and we want to seal the plaque. So I don't like it when anybody abruptly stops their medicine. You can't abruptly stop it. Go off of things slowly. There's very few medicines I'd allow you to stop abruptly. One would be something you have an allergic to. But for the most part, when it comes to blood pressure, when it comes to, you know, unless you're changing to something else, we don't like anything being stopped abruptly. All right? So that's all I have to say on that. Great questions, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are also taking your emails at drdalia.com, drdalia.com. Sorry, I'm trying not to burp. This is really hard. I'm trying not to burp. Okay, sorry. Drdalia, drdalia.com. We're taking your tweets on Twitter. Okay, of course, that's where you tweet. All right, let's go to this email. Dr. Dalia, I'm listening to you now. On the internet. Oh, yay, yes. For those of you, we're on GCNlive.com. So if you're listening to me and your affiliate, Genesis Communications Network, has taken the Dr. Dalia Show, yay, and put us on their live network. So we are streaming now worldwide on GCNlive.com. Right? GCN Live, yeah. G as in goat, C as in kitty. No, that's not kitty cat. C as in kitty. C as in cookie. N as in nincompoop, live, live.com, okay, K is kitty cat. Oh, what is my problem? That's a problem. I go to school too long. All right, doctor, I work graveyard at one of the local casinos. My doctor should know this, but I don't think he remembers. So when I pick up my prescription, my medication says take at night. Does that mean before my shift or before I go to sleep, which in my case would be during the day? Oh, see, you're confusing all of us. Okay, I get it. So if you work graveyard and your medicine says take at night, how are you supposed to take it at night if you were graveyard? Got it. Okay, so you need to ask your doctor what is the medicine for. If he's giving you a sleeping medication, right, and it's going to say QHS. QHS means at night or every evening. Then no, don't take it when you're on your way driving to work, okay? So that he probably means before bedtime. We need to really get our doctors and medical students and providers in the habit of saying before bedtime. Cholesterol medication, it's interesting. Even though cholesterol is made at night in both your liver and your muscles, it helps seal the plaque while you're sleeping, having possible the sleep apnea episodes. In that case, it'd say, again, before sleeping. So double check with your doctor, but any medicine that'll make you sleepy, you want to take before bedtime. Any medicine for your cholesterol, take before bedtime. Blood pressure, most blood pressure medicines, you can take any time during the day except the water pill. The water pill, we have you take when you start your day because it makes you pee. We don't want you getting up in the middle of the night to pee. So anything with a diuretic, hydrochlorothiazide, like some of you guys are on Hyzaar, some of you are on Atacand HCTZ, some of you are on Triamterene, Maxide. Those medications you want to take in the morning or whenever you're up because they're going to make you pee. All right? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dalia Show, why we shouldn't mix blood thinners and antidepressants. 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Of it. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, taking your emails at drdahlia.com, and your tweets at Dr. Dahlia. Interesting, Jake Burton was just diagnosed with cancer, testicular cancer. I'm sure some of you have heard. Call it seminoma. It's supposed to be similar, I believe, to what Lance Armstrong had. They said it's fairly curable. You're supposed to have a very, very good survival rate with this, very easily treated once you get it caught early. I was talking about testicular cancer earlier in the show. This we usually see in our older men, but younger boys have to check themselves. We need to get them in the habit of checking themselves. Girls have to check their breasts pretty regularly. We teach girls in high school to start examining themselves even younger. Boys need to check themselves. And boys, they're very a lot more shy than I think women are. Women are used to going, you know, for their pap smears, etc. You know, boys, I bring it up to my boys. I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. And I'll tell them, I go upstairs and go check yourself. Like, what? Mom, I'm eating dinner. And I'm like, well, after dinner, just make sure you don't have any lumps or bumps. No, and I tell my patients, I go, you know, look, if you're too embarrassed to talk to mom, then talk to dad. If you're too embarrassed to talk to dad, then talk to me, your doctor. If you're too embarrassed to talk to me, I'll find somebody that you're embarrassed to, you know, in front of. But this one kid that died because he found a lump, was too embarrassed to tell anybody about it, hoped that it would just go away, and it ended up not. And by the time it did bother him to the point that he told somebody, it had already spread stage 4, and the kid dies. I mean, just too young, way too young. So if any of you have boys or grandsons or whatever, you know, tell them they got to check their jewels. And, you know, it's interesting because even a lot of us grown-ups, we giggle. We're like, I'm not going to check myself. You know, listen, you know, you go to the doctor once a year, if that. That's for those of you that actually go for your yearly physicals. And a lot of times you stay dressed. I see you guys. You don't want to take off your clothes. You know, I'm like, can you please take off the scarf and the gloves and the jacket and the shoes and the boots? Can I peek at your toes? Especially you diabetics. When you guys go in and you're diabetic, shoes off. Your doctor has to look and make sure you don't have any ulcers or cuts or calluses or anything that needs to be dressed. Because with diabetes, you don't feel as well. So you need to take a look. And, you know, a lot of you say they're called me. I like to be dressed. When I go for my pap smear, I want to be completely dressed. She's like, I can't do it. Where am I supposed to fit the speculum? I got a zipper. She's like, no. You know, but here's the thing. All right. I don't mind if you don't want to be undressed at the doctor's office if you're going to check yourself at home. Well, I can't do that. How would I do that? I go, you take a mirror and you look down there. While you're going potty or standing, take a look. You want me to look at my tootie? Well, you have to look down there. Who else is going to? If you're not going to let your doctor look down there, where do you think melanoma hits? Does it always hit where the sun strikes? Not always. Some melanomas come on the tushy. Some people get moles down there. Some people get vaginal lesions. You take a mirror and look at yourself. Now, I remember in medical school, the teacher was lecturing to us about poo-poo. And, you know, he goes, so you guys look at your poo-poo tonight. I'm like, and everyone's joking, going, oh, I can't do that. You know, a lot of us, we flush and run, you know. We do our business, and then we leave, and we don't look back. Look at it. See if there's blood. See if it floats. You know, urine. If you guys are peeing, right, and your peeing is getting all bubbly, okay, bubbles could be protein in the urine. That could be a sign of a kidney issue. So look what you, whoa, splashes on the urinal. Of course it bubbles. I'm talking about if after you pee, it still bubbles down there, almost like the urinal was just washed with soap. How do you know so much, Dr. Dolly, about urinals? I know about urinals, just because I don't pee in one. I know about urinals. But, you know, if after you pee, it's like still stays bubbly. Bubbly is a sign of protein, okay? So you need to get that checked. So, you know, I hope Jake gets through this well, but let this be a reminder to everybody that you need to check your testicles pretty good. Just check everything. And, you know, we talk about breast cancer with guys. Guys, okay, we don't have to call them breast tissue. If guys don't want to be called breast tissue, just check your pecs, right? Because if there is a lump, it needs to get checked. Why? Well, I'm not going to go get a mammogram. Fine, then they'll ultrasound you something, biopsy, but please, okay, don't be embarrassed. I think it's much more embarrassing to be dead at age 50 than to be alive, having a doctor take a peek, and then be done with it, okay? All right, so in this story, and for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say certain antidepressants, if you're taking them with blood thinners, and we've talked about blood thinners, we've talked about Plavix, which is an anti-clot drug, and, of course, you know, aspirin, all right? But they found that if you guys are taking Zoloft, Prozac, Paxil, Lexapro, commonly prescribed SSRIs, which is an antidepressant family, although I really don't use them for depression. I use them for anxiety. I use them on patients for sleep. I use them, you know, for a variety of other reasons. But the SSRI drugs, Zoloft, Prozac, Paxil, Lexapro, they found if you are taking them in conjunction with Plavix, you could have an increased risk of bleeding. Now, this was a Canadian study. They looked at about 27,000 heart attack patients aged 50 or older and found that patients just taking aspirin or Plavix alone, you do have an increase of bleeding because that's what it's trying to do. It's trying to thin the blood around any bad arteries, so you're going to bleed easier. That's why a lot of you bruise. That's why when we do your blood, it's nice and quick, you know, because your blood is thin. But if you, okay, if you take Plavix or aspirin with an SSRI, then you're up your risk of bleeding 42%. And if you take it with both antiplatelet therapy and the aspirin, 57%. That's a lot. Now, why am I telling you this? All right? Well, because that's what my show does, people. All right? That's the whole purpose of the show. tell you things like this. It's supposed to be interesting. You need to remind your doctor that you're on certain things. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? I'm a doctor, right? Yeah, and a damn good one. Sometimes we, when we're busy at practice, you know, in practice, we don't read the latest and the greatest. I'm going to tell you, a lot of my patients are credited or have been credited. I mean, not until recently, because now that I do radio, I'm, you know, hitting every headline I can. But patients would come in and say, this, you know, was known to do this. And I'm like, really? And I'd look it up, because remember, you aren't sleeping. You're taking calls, you're dealing with patients, you're doing phone calls, you're doing this. You can't sit there and leisurely read every single medical magazine. You can't. Thank God for the internet, because on the internet, they shoot all that information to you, shoot it out to you, so you can, you know, look at it piece by piece and, you know, collaborate it together and go, oh, look at this, you know, and you can cross-sectional analyze the two studies, go, oh, okay, these two studies agree. But I don't know how they did radio in the olden days. You'd have to wait. I'd be sitting there right now probably waiting for the paper. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. So, you know, if you guys are listening to this, and if any of you are taking an SSRI, right, Zoloft, Prozac, Paxil, Lexapro, I think Prestique is included. Celexa would be another one, Effexor. But you're also on Plavix. You may want to talk to the doctor. Okay? Go there. Yeah, I can't tell you how many doctors tell me, yeah, my patient came in and said that you said this, so now I have to do this. Why am I doing this again? And then I shoot them the article. You know, some doctors don't like it. You know, they just want to tell you that they want you to think they are the end-all, know-it-all. I don't want you guys to think I'm a know-it-all. I'm not. You ask me to cook a souffle, I can't do it. You ask me to kill a spider without running scared, I can't do it. I am not the end-all, know-it-all. However, I do luckily have the ability and the time to make sure I give you guys the latest headlines. Now, remember, some of these studies you got to take with a grain of salt. Okay, yes, this study, this Canadian study, 27,000 people, nice big study, but we've had some stupid studies come out. And I tell you when I think the study's stupid, where they test like six men. I'm like, that's not enough. All right, so it's my job to make sure that you guys get hopefully the most information, but you take what you want with it. In fact, you know, I talk to medical students a lot about how to be a doctor. When I was in training, and the doctors of the olden days, you gave a demand, and the patient was supposed to abide by it. That's just what you did. The doctor's word was gold. See, now things are different because patients can educate themselves, all right? And people don't have the respect of doctors like they say, they don't. What are you going to do? But the truth of the matter is, you know, they've been taught to second guess and get second opinions. Maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. So I think doctors nowadays need to lay it all out on the line like a buffet. Go, look, this is what I think you need to do. These are the reasons, and this is what I would probably choose. Educate you on the reasons so then you can come up with an educated reason. That's how I think medicine should be. It's like that in some places, not others. When we come back, coffee can be a pick-me-up in us women. On the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, taking your medical calls and your medical questions, 1-877-DOC-DALI, as well as your emails. This is interesting. All right, so divorce and smoking can trigger hair loss in women. So women, if we want to look good, we got to quit smoking and we got to stay with our men. That makes sense. You know, divorce is stressful and you lose hair. You lose hair during stress. Now, smoking, maybe my smoking women have thinner hair. I haven't really noticed. The problem is a lot of us, as we age, we thin. A lot of us. We have the thinning, or we have the male pattern baldness. Interesting how they're linking it to smoking and drink. Oh, they also say drinking too. Excessive drinking and or smoking can increase your hair loss. So that, I mean, that makes sense. You want to be healthy. When you're healthy and less stressed and not putting toxins in your body, you'll probably do well. All right, but this looks like it's a pick-me-up. They say coffee acts as a pick-me-up in older females. Apparently, they did a study. This was the Nurses' Health Study of 50,000 women they had done a while back. The women had an average age of 63 years old at the start of the study in 1996. And then by 2006, they found after the 10 years, the women who drank more coffee were at less risk for depression. But get this. Women who smoked also were at less risk for depression. I don't like that. No smoking. It's bad. Don't be smoking. Now, maybe the smoking had a little bit of nicotine. Now, they didn't see the association with non-smoking women. So non-smoking women that drank coffee, even more than 6 cups a day, no issues with depression or changes. So it had to have been a smoking coffee drinker. That's weird. They say in the study, the caffeinated coffee was associated with a decline in depression risk among older female smokers, but decaf coffee, such no association. No, of course not. Decaf, ugh. All right. Oddly, when looking at other caffeinated resources like tea or soda or chocolate, researchers did not see an associated decrease of depression either. So it's got to be coffee. See, I don't know. I would think a smoker and a coffee drinker would be skinnier. And I'm wondering if that helps, you know, make people feel better. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying go smoke and drink coffee by any means. I mean, smoking is very, very bad for you. But it's interesting to see why that would almost act as an antidepressant. I don't know. Crazy. Just crazy. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, 1-877-362-3254, and your emails. Lewis, my family doctor started me on Zocor, and my muscles ache a little, but it's tolerable. I saw my cardiologist today, and he said not to worry about it. Is he right? Am I supposed to worry if I ache? Okay, so if you're talking about Zocor, you're talking about a statin medication. We've talked about aches with these cholesterol medications. A lot of cholesterol questions today. Good job, guys. With the reason why you ache is cholesterol medication is supposed to decrease your production of cholesterol. Now, it works in the liver, which is why we always check your liver enzymes, but it also works in the muscle. The number one organ that produces cholesterol is your muscle. So if you start to ache, that could be a sign of, you know, the medication irritating the muscle. Now, it's very, very interesting because family doctors and cardiologists a lot of times agree, but, you know, very rarely they disagree. And remember, the cardiologist wants to make sure you don't have a heart attack. So he's going to be a little tougher on you. So if you're like, oh, it makes me ache a little bit, he's going to be like, the medicine's working, it's keeping your cholesterol down, shut up and quit being a weenie. Whereas your family doctor may go, well, I don't know, I want you to feel good, I want you to feel happy, otherwise you won't come here anymore. I mean, that's how I act as a family doctor. Now, of course, cardiologists don't want you to go into something called rhabdomyolysis. Rhabdomyolysis is where you have profuse inflammation of the muscle, and the medicine on rare occasion could do that. So my recommendation to everybody is before you get your cholesterol medicine or your cholesterol level run, have a CPK. C as in cat, P as in pee-pee, K as in kitty cat. All right, a CPK. Have that run so that they can I should do what? Charlie, Philip, I don't know how they do it at the airport. Charlie, Pollyanna, I don't know. I don't know if any of you guys know that lingo. I need to learn that because that sounds cool. And my truckers do that too, right? I love that. Love it. All right. Oh, what am I talking about? You see what I mean? I talk about truckers. I like truckers. All right, so you have a CPK run. You have the CPK run before you start going on the medicine, and then you take the medicine, and if you start to ache, you have the CPK run. Now, if the CPK is only up barely minimal, the cardiologist may say, look, if you can tolerate it, just tolerate it, okay? But if it's high, you need to stop that medicine immediately. So, you know, if it's tolerable, I would say get a CPK level. But here's the other thing. I notice not all statins are created equal. Sometimes these medications don't make you ache. So, you know, maybe you just need to switch brands. You know, that could be an issue. So, but, you know, anytime somebody has a side effect, I think it's definitely worth looking into. Maybe trying a different brand, see how that does, or lowering the brand. You know, very interesting thing. My brother-in-law was given a medication very, very high. It caused him to react. And I was like, why didn't they start you lower? start somebody. See, I like the idea of starting low and then going up. Unless, of course, I have somebody whose high blood pressure is so damn high that they're about to stroke. I can't wait for the low one to kick in a week. I got to move quickly. ER setting and sometimes an urgent setting, way different. But I like to see the lowest amount of medicine that does the trick. That's, I think, the smartest thing to do. So, you know, when it comes to cholesterol medicine, I like to start as low as possible. Ease people in. But I don't wait 3 months. A lot of you, you're given your cholesterol medicine and then you're told wait 3 months to be checked. Get rechecked in a month. The doctor should be able, percentage-wise, to figure out how much you've dropped and be able to kind of figure out, okay, this is working. And it gives them a chance to ask you about your muscles, and it gives them a chance to check the liver. So I tell my students to check the cholesterol level and the liver within a month. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, Obamacare won't pay for it, and that's going to be too much money, and you're running too many tests. But you know what? I mean, this is kind of important. I mean, this is a medication you're possibly going to be on for life. I'd like to know if it works. I'd like to know that the least amount of medicine is doing the job. Yeah. Yeah, get the test run. I mean, in the long run, I think it's more expensive to be put on a medication improperly, have it inflame the muscles, then you end up not being able to take that medication, and the statins are the number one medications for cholesterol. Number one, I think fish oil is great, I think niacin is great, but the cholesterol medicine, or the cholesterol does not lower as well as it does with these statin medications. Statins are great. And I can't tell you how many patients were put on a dose too high, or they can never take these statin medications again, and now they're walking around with high cholesterol, possibly clogged arteries. That's going to cost your insurance more, a lot more, than getting the stupid lab test done. I don't understand that with insurance companies. I had another patient, they wouldn't cover the physical. Wouldn't cover the physical. And I go, look, but if something's wrong with them, it's going to cost more money. They don't cover the pap smears. They don't it's ridiculous. The nickel and dime. You know, we talked about this on the show yesterday. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, where, you know, the cost. Actually, I think we're going to be talking about it in the next hour, where, you know, to take care of somebody with cancer is going to be very, very expensive. I believe there's a child where the medical bills are $75,000 a month for the treatment this child needs. So, of course, the insurance company is going to want to make it on the back end. We've talked about this a lot. You know, if the child's family's premiums don't equal $75,000 a month, and obviously they don't. We don't want it to be. And let's say their premiums are $1,000 a month. Okay, where are they going to get the extra $74,000? They're going to get it from us healthy people. Remember, the way the system has to work, I'm not saying I agree with it, but the way the system has to work is healthy people have to pay into the system. Because if you only have sick people paying into the system, there's not enough people and there's not enough money. So you need healthy people. That's why they expanded healthcare to people age 26 up to 26 to be on their parents, right? I had somebody write me on my website saying, but I don't want to pay for it. You know, it's nice. I could get insurance, but I don't need my health insurance. Some people in their 20s do, and I still think, you know, people in their 20s should still get a physical, you know, and still get checks. God forbid something could still happen. But, you know, he's like, I don't understand this. You know, it's great, but why am I paying for it? Well, you're paying for it because that's a chance for insurance companies to make money on the back end. All right? I'm not saying it's right. It's just that's just the way the system is. All right. This was a great show. We're going to be back next hour. Don't go away. For those of you listening, GCNLive.com. I'm still on for another hour. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.